Everyone, welcome back to another episode. And today, I want to talk about attention. Because when I was on a mentorship with Grant Cardone many years ago, I remember one thing that he said to me, and it was, money follows attention. And I kind of, that's just stuck with me for the whole of my days since. And I am constantly just thinking, how do I get more attention? How do I get good attention onto my content, and then how, and then over the years, I've kind of refined the content to make sure that when people are landing on it, they find it valuable, they want to stay, they want to binge it. But the main thing is, so many people are playing it small when it comes to getting attention. And I saw a post the other day from Alex Hormozy. If you don't know who Alex Hormozy is, you've probably been living under a rock, but he's one of the, I would say, greatest marketeers that's ever walked this planet, and he is multi business owner. Don't know whether he's a billionaire yet, but he's probably not far off. He's huge. Okay. He posted that he, in the last 4 years, he has put 35,000 pieces of content out. Now, if your maths is any good, that's about 23 pieces of content per day. And he is worth a lot of money. Gary V, another one, posts incredible amount of content across all of his channels, is worth a lot of money. Grant Cardone posts a lot amount of content, is worth a lot of money. You see the common pattern here, okay? Posting once a day on one channel is probably not going to get you to where you need to be. If you do not get yourself wrapped up in the fact that until you become an unbelievable marketeer, then your business results are going to struggle. Wrapping marketing skill sets with insane mindset will be the key to unlocking the wealth that you're probably striving for right now. But until you understand how to move people through your content, how to produce high value content that gets people wanting to come back for more and more and more, you will always struggle to have a pipeline full of leads and sales. So it's really, really important that you try and figure this out. And if you cannot, I guess, figuring, when I say also, like, Alex put 23 pieces of content out a day, he's not putting 23 individual pieces of content out. That would just be insane. It'd be too much. What he's also got good at, and it's a skill set that I've also mastered, or maybe not mastered, but definitely very good at, is repurposing content. I think as it stands today, I put around 10 to 15 pieces out per day. But I'm creating content in under 30 minutes a day. So it gives you an idea that I'm not putting loads of different pieces of content out. I just repurpose bits up. So I might write one post, but then I can split that post into a few quotes. I can repurpose it for Facebook and put a different picture on. I can put it on Instagram as a carousel. So there's different ways that you can produce content and just repurpose it to get your message out there and be constantly creating attention around your brand. Because if you're not creating attention around your brand, you're never, ever, ever gonna get the sales that you want to get. So really have a think about, like, how am I showing up in my content? How am I showing up as a marketeer? Am I doing my business justice with the amount of content I'm putting out? Or am I hindering my business and my profitability by not showing up fully, by the lack of content I'm going out? Like, am I half-arsing this? If I want to have 50K a month, 100K a month, am I showing up as though I am at 50K a month, at 100K a month? Am I putting the amount of content that I need to be out to earn 50K a month, 100K a month? Because the actions you take now are what gets you to the financial result. You're not going to just drift to 50K a month by leading yourself in a 5K a month mindset and a 5K a month action ability, whatever the word might be. Point being, the things you're doing on a daily basis. The things you're doing on a daily basis to earn 50 to 100K are a lot different to the things you're doing on a daily basis to earn 5K. But to earn the 50K, you've got to be doing the activity and then the money flows afterwards. It's not like the money comes and then we start doing the action. Unfortunately, it works the other way around. And it's also, you have to think in a different way. You've got to think like a 50K entrepreneur. You've got to think like a 100K entrepreneur. You've got to rise to that new level. and that will ooze through your content. Your content has to be at 50K, 100K levels. You can't be putting out amateur style content and expecting to collect 100K a month. The content has to be in line with the branding and what is required to earn 50, 100K a month. And even if 20K is your goal or 30K is your goal, there will be steps that you need to make and there'll be levels that you have to rise to be able to get to that money. It's not just going to happen being who you are now and doing what you're doing now, because doing what you're doing now is getting the result that you want now. And I'm pretty sure that most of you want to strive for more. So how can you level your game up? How can you get more content out there? What type of content needs to go out there? How can I produce more value-based content? How can I give more client testimonial-based content? How can I collect more client testimonials? How can I run better events so that I can have more referrals, more testimonials? These are the things and these are the moves that you need to make in not only your content, but also in your business and your mindset to be able to get to 50 to 100K or 20K or 30K, whatever your next level is, it does not matter. The context of this is that you need to be thinking bigger and producing better content and a higher volume of content, because I guarantee most of you are not producing anywhere near the amount of content that you need to be producing to be able to get to the level that you want to get to. And the easiest way to know whether you're producing enough content or not is say, are my results consistent? Am I consistently scaling my income month in, month out? Because if you are, that means you're getting better at marketing each month and you're producing enough content. If you're not, it means you're not producing enough content and probably your marketing's pretty poor. Am I constantly scaling my income? Yes or no? If you are, it probably means that your mindset shift is heading in the right direction and you're thinking bigger all the time. Each and every month, you're changing as an individual and you're stepping into new levels of leadership. If you're not and it's inconsistent, it's probably because you're not doing anything about it. You're wavering, you're sat still, and you're just expecting things to happen. Just sat there waiting, producing the same information, producing the same amount of content from the same mindset, same self-leadership, and expecting something to happen. Nothing is, you cannot expect anything to happen. You have to go out there and make it happen. And that means investing in yourself and moving into these higher levels. Investing in your content. Investing in learning skills to produce better content. Investing in creating more content. And getting that out into the space. Testing, refining, using the insights and the metrics that you can get from the platforms. And then producing more and better content to be able to then get better results. So have a look at where you're letting yourself down. Are you producing enough content is question number one. Are you consistently scaling your income? And in that, are you consistently scaling your mindset to level up and be the person that you need to be? If the answer to any of them is no, you need to hire me. It's plain and simple, because I will get you to that next level. As always, hope it's been useful. Laters.